Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan dare to dive deeply and unravel the mysteries of end-time prophecy. Join us as we explore the past, present, and future of prophetic events that have and will shape our world. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
The church has been asleep. Christians have been asleep. I was asleep. We've all been talking about the tribulation. We've all been preaching about the tribulation from the beginning of time. And I guess we all just kind of put it in the back of our minds and decided it would never start. I do believe it has started. I believe we're 16 months into it. I'm going to go to chapter 6 of Revelation. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That is the Antichrist. I don't care if your pastor told you it was Jesus. It's not. That's the Antichrist, and he is here. He is in this world now. We've all seen him on television. He has wrapped this globe in a massive web of satellites. He's going forth to conquer with a bow and no arrows. He's conquering, and he's given a crown, and his crown is coming very soon. We've all cheered him on. If you have caught any of the other episodes on a time such as this, you'll know we're talking about Elon Musk. He is, I believe, the Antichrist. We have calculated his name, and it comes up to 666. He has the technical ability to control most everything on this globe right now. Very soon, he'll have the technical ability to control all monetary transactions. He will conquer without firing a single shot. And this crown will be given to him shortly when he intervenes, stops regional wars that are going on in this world. He is moving into the spotlight. I mean, he is not the indwelled individual yet. That'll happen later. But he is the man, the first rider of Revelation. The white horse began to ride. In April of 24, the solar eclipse, that was contingent with three different digital compacts that were signed along with the Abraham Accords. There's your 7 years treaty, your 7 years document the Bible talks about. Verse 3, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' There went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. There was given unto him a great sword." You see that taking place right now. All sorts of hot spots in the world. You see the United States moving to dominate many different areas on this globe. In the name of peace, far be it. The second horse is riding. The third one, getting ready to ride. "When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" What that's explaining is, a meal will cost you a day's wages. That's some serious hyperinflation. We're going to see that, I do believe, toward the middle of the year when the world transitions from fiat currency to digital currency. There's going to be a whole lot of people that refuse to make this transition. But you see there, the last line says, "And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." This horse rider will not affect the rich people of the world, because they will be compliant and they will still be well fed. Their monetary systems will still work. When they offer you a biometric identification card later on in this year and you accept it, that is the precursor to the mark of the beast. And you shan't not accept that. But if you accept this biometric identification card, it will give you the delusion that everything's fine. Because going from the biometric identification card to the mark is just replacing the handheld card with a mark that you carry on your hand or on your forehead. It'll be not much difference. It'll be, what do you call it, Jonathan, when you lead into something?
The precursor.
It'll just give you the little fine feeling that everything is just fine and it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. This is a direct result of the third rider, the world system coming to be. You won't be able to have a job. You won't be able to buy or sell. You'll be able to feed your family unless you take this biometric identification card. That won't be the market at that point yet. It will not be Neuralink at that point. It will be a result of starvation when your environment and the beast, the little beast, that's not lions and tigers and bears. That's a result of your environment becoming contaminated with death and starvation. A direct result of the third rider, the fourth rider. A little interesting that death and hell followed with him. There are no believers going to death or hell. So something to ponder there. I do have some good news for you. If you are a believer and have separated yourself from the cares of this world, that's the last rider that you'll see. Because the next one takes place during the Great Tribulation. To keep you abreast of things that are happening, I believe are happening. We are in the tribulation period. We'll have more for you here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, a time such as this.
Thanks for tuning in to Between the Lines, a time such as this with David and Jonathan. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and remember, the signs are all around us. Catch you next time on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.